Coming up, Google is behind the proposed $567 million data center. And later, Orchestra Iowa names its new CEO. Plus, a missing 12-year-old is found safe. Welcome to the Friday, March 22nd edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, we finally have a name for the company behind the proposed $576 million data center in Cedar Rapids' Big Cedar Industrial Center, Google. This marks a milestone for the city and the state of Iowa in supporting large-scale tech investments. If the project advances, Google will build one or more data centers along 76th Avenue Southwest and Edgewood Road Southwest. The project is the largest economic development project in the city's history and one of the largest projects in state history, City Manager Jeff Pomerantz said. In 2022, Google announced plans to invest $600 million in Council Bluffs. That became a $5 billion data center complex. In 2022 alone, Google's economic impact report says it ignited $1.45 billion of economic activity for thousands of Iowa businesses and other entities. In Cedar Rapids, the project adds to rapid growth in the southwest side of the city. Construction has taken off surrounding Interstate 380 and the Eastern Iowa Airport. In a statement, a Google spokesperson said, quote, "We are always planning for future capacity needs and are currently evaluating the potential for a data center site in the Cedar Rapids area. These are complex projects, and development of the site is subject to a variety of factors, including, but not limited to, competitive energy rates, along with a substantial and sufficient energy supply," end quote. Friday, the Iowa Economic Development Authority is considering Google's application for state incentives for the project. Last month, the city agreed to, quote, "work in good faith to provide comparable tax increment financing rebates in lieu of the tax exemption," end quote. Alliant Energy, the City of Cedar Rapids, the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, ITC Midwest, and the Iowa Economic Development Authority are collaborating to bring the project to fruition. For a closer look at the proposed project's details, read the full story. There's a link to that story in this episode's description. Next, Orchestra Iowa is welcoming a new CEO this summer. Eric Marshall is leaving his executive director position with the Baton Rouge Symphony in Louisiana. He is coming aboard Orchestra Iowa on July 1st as its new chief executive officer. Marshall's arrival coincides with the beginning of the orchestra's fiscal year. He brings over 15 years of experience. The orchestra's music director, Tim Hankowicz, said Marshall, quote, "shared some great ideas during our interview process, and the time we spent together gave me great confidence in him," end quote. Interim executive director Linda Barnes will stay on through July 31st to aid in the transition. On August 1st, Barnes will rejoin the organization's board in her former vice chair role. Former Orchestra Iowa CEO Jeff Collier left the role last August after 8 years. Earlier this week, we reported that 12-year-old Jalen Brown of Iowa City was missing. We have an update. According to a news release from the Iowa City Police Department, Brown was located unharmed. No additional information was released. As always, you can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today may bring a mix of snow and rain. Expect a high of 39 degrees and a low of 19 degrees. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday will be sunny. Anticipate a high of 36 degrees and a low of 25 degrees. Sunday will be windy. Expect a high of 41 degrees and a low of 36 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.